The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 10 of Love Now. Today's title is Love Defined, Part 2. Jack Hiles said, "Love is the doorway through which the human soul passes from selfishness to service." Our text today is 1 Corinthians 13:5. Or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Paul continues to define love by declaring what it is not. Love is not rude. This word in the original language means does not act improperly, unseemly, or indecent. John Phillips writes, "In other words, love has good manners." The word used is askamenio. The only other place it occurs is in 7:36, where it has to do with a man behaving properly toward his fiancé. Love does not exhibit inappropriate behavior. Love knows how to behave as a gentleman or as a lady, not artificially, but genuinely. It does not speak or act in an inappropriate way. Paul continues by stating, "Love does not insist on its own way." David Guzik shares these insights. Paul communicates the same idea in Romans 12:10, in honor, giving preference to one another. Also, Philippians 2:4 carries the same thought, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." This is being like Jesus in a most basic way, being an others-centered person instead of a self-centered person. 1 Corinthians 13:5 continues by stating that love is not irritable. The Greek word found here means to provoke, incite, arouse anger, or irritate. The New King James Version renders it, "is not provoked," where the NIV reads, "it is not easily angered." Bruce Barton and Grant Osborne note, "One believer, in the process of exercising his or her gifts, may irritate another believer. These easily angered believers may not like the style or manner in which these others exercise their gifts, or they may get easily angered at anyone who crosses them. This is not the way of love. When believers exercise their gifts in love, they will be able to give one another some latitude to follow God as they see fit. They will not let themselves be easily provoked over disagreements, but they will be able to always respond in a loving manner." Guzik's words again are helpful. We all find it easy to become provoked or to become irritable with those who are just plain annoying, but it is a sin to be provoked, and it isn't love. Moses was kept from the Promised Land because he became provoked at the people of Israel. We see this in Numbers 20:2-11. 1 Corinthians 13:5 ends with a reminder that love is not resentful. This phrase is four words in the New Testament, which the NIV translates as "keeps no record of wrongs." The New King James reads, "thinks no evil." The idea is that true love doesn't focus on the sins of others. If you only record other people's wrongs, it leads to more sin in your life because it makes you resentful. Negative thinking and focusing on evil will not bring you closer in your walk with Jesus. In addition, when you forget the wrongdoings of others, it allows them to grow and mature in Christ. When a person is constantly reminded of their shortcomings, it does not inspire them to live for Christ. Overall, 1 Corinthians 13:5 reveals that love is humble rather than selfish and seeks the good of others instead of oneself. Genuine Christian love behaves in a manner that displays the polite and considerate nature of Jesus Christ. Here are some questions to consider today. Why is it essential to know what God's love is and is not? How do all four "love is not" phrases misrepresent the nature of Jesus? Which of the four phrases in verse 5 gives you the most difficulty? Why do you think that is? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.